This week on the Own Your Intuition show, I'm going to be talking about a simple light-giving practice you can do, inspired by Dave Schildercut and his book, Morning Altars.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing. That internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition.
Years ago, while looking for a piece of mandala art to hang in my living room, I discovered the work of Dave Schildercut. I followed him on Instagram, actually, at Morning Altars. I loved how he made mandalas out of natural things, impermanent earth art. It pleased my eye and spirit to see them come up on my feed. Fast forward several years when I saw that he was coming out with a book called Morning Altars, a 7-step practice to nourish your spirit through nature, art, and ritual. And I knew I wanted to get my hands on it. First, I felt sure it was going to be gorgeous. I mean, check out his Instagram feed and I will put a link to it in the show notes. And I was curious about what steps he would recommend that others do to make their own altars. I also loved that he was breaking it down into manageable actions that would presumably go beyond just arranging leaves on the ground and move the mandala making into something that was relevant and practical with who you are and what is happening with you in your life, an entrance into ritual, as it were. The other reason I was so interested in Dave's book was because mandala making is a lovely grounding practice. If you've been one of my Own Your Intuition students, you know how important grounding is. I teach the practice of grounding in every one of my programs, my long programs, I should say. It's that important to an optimally running intuition and life. To be effective on earth, we need to be in our bodies. Being grounded not only feels vastly better than the spinning out feeling that can come from not being grounded, it is also a way to keep yourself and your life in balance and harmony. It's a way to align your spirit and being with your animal body, which is what I call your human body. It's a way to help you slow down and to help you move at a natural animal pace, which not only makes things more enjoyable, I also believe it makes you more effective while on Earth. Mandalas and making them can help you ground. And I'm always looking for doing and recommending different grounding practices to my students. Different moments call for different measures. it's nice to have an array of practices that you can use in different moments when you are feeling like you really need to center and connect to the wisdom within and feel the giant supportive earth below. Enter morning altars, a 7-step practice to nourish your spirit through nature, art, and ritual, as I said, was the name of the title. And let me tell you, Day did not disappoint. His book is gorgeous. I built my first nature altar inspired by Day many years ago and morning altars on a trip to New Mexico. I started with Day's first step, wander and wonder. Day writes, rather than seeking to find a path, I advise you to go off it. Don't walk straight lines. Get distracted. Take the long way. Roam, wander, explore. Let the scent of a warm, fragrant breeze tempt you in a completely new direction. Follow that sprightly sparrow under the shrub. Get out of your head, get out of your home, and put that wandering mind in some wandering shoes. Open your front door and be taken, be taken, be taken. He continues, wandering is the practiced art of listening and letting yourself be drawn to that which is here, alive and communicating. Wandering is not aimless, it's attentive. You're not gone, you are truly arriving. Wander and wonder is a treasure hunt that transforms the mundane into the magical as you forage the treasures that will fill your altar. Day recommends bringing, on your traveling, on your wandering, a large basket or a bag for big treasures, a few smaller bags for those delicate items, a pair of scissors, water, and a snack, a willingness to be awed by the ordinary. But when I first did one, I just brought myself and a willingness to be awed. So don't let your lack of a basket deter you from the practice. Bring it if you can. If you don't, it'll be fine too. Wandering down a waterless riverbed in Santa Fe that day, I shuffled along until a place just below a tree called to me. There, I gathered objects and began to create. To me, on this day, it felt spacious and fun. I loved having the freedom to choose and create something that brought me joy in the moment with no other agenda other than that. Of course, you can go deeper than that too. Day recommends using nature mandala to mark anniversaries or important moments, even the death of a loved one or a wedding, a birth, you name it. You can also create them with specific intentions in mind, or as you ponder certain wonderings, as Day might refer to it. That day, in the dry Santa Fe air many years ago, as I pieced together my natural objects, I found myself permeated with a deep sense of gratitude. Every part of me was glad for this experience, for the connecting with nature, for the freedom to have this beauty be ephemeral, for the way it drew me to really noticing and appreciating the land around me and all the tiny treasures in it. I created until I felt I was done. Then I sat with it for some time, said a prayer of gratitude, and went on my way. I can tell you, even as a nature lover, it was so much more meaningful than just a simple walk outside, which I also love to do. I felt loving and loved back by the earth. I had a sense that the earth herself, this little spot I chose, also appreciated the simple dedication and awareness that I brought to that moment and place. I felt connected and in communion with what was around me. So, if you are looking for an inspired Thanksgiving practice on this upcoming holiday of gratitude, and even afterward, like forever, I recommend wandering and wondering and creating. If you are looking for something grounding, centering, with meaning and connection to the divinity of the moment, the space around you, and the feelings in your heart, I recommend making an altar or many. I also recommend gifting Day's book to yourself or others. It is such a visual treat. It's beautiful to behold. Even just sitting on a coffee table, which is where I had ours for a long time in our living room. Day has written other books since this one came out, so peruse them. I'll put a link to his website in the show notes. He also has coloring books and calendars. You'll find it all there. His website is morningaltars.com. As a tiny bit amusing side story, I didn't know how to pronounce Day's last name, Schildraket. I think I did it right, Schildraket, yeah. So I left him an Instagram voicemail telling him that I need to know how to pronounce his name for today's show. But I am so used to voice texting, which I do all the time because it's faster, that when I made a message to him, even though I wasn't voice texting, I was actually recording my voice, I was like, I need to know how to pronounce your name, exclamation point, which I said on the voice text or voice mail, really, rather. And anyway, I laughed at myself, but I just kept going in the message. And so Day responded back to me with his own message about how to pronounce his name, saying, here is how to pronounce my name, exclamation point. So anyway, just a tiny little stupid thing I did. That is kind of funny. So in Day's book, you won't find a specific formula that you cannot do this practice without. For example, he doesn't give you a geometric formula for creating a nature altar. Rather, he advises the most useful skill to employ when creating altars is play. He inspires you with his own gorgeous examples and personal stories of the transformations that have taken place in him as he has created hundreds, maybe thousands by now, of altars. He gives you lots of tips to inspire and deepen your practice, and he gently guides you into creating your own magic. So this podcast is kind of a plug for Day's book, and it's a plug because it's a lovely book. And as this particular holiday approaches, one of Thanksgiving, it's just a lovely time to do this kind of activity. I mean, the truth is, this kind of activity, the grounding practice of making your own nature mandala, is something useful to your body and being at any time of year. But if you're wanting to use your day off this week, for example, or do something a little more meaningful or offer gratitude in a way that will also really center your body and allow you to get present in what the moment is, in what is around you, in the beauty that exists on this earth, making a mandala out of the things that you find around yourself is a perfect thing to do. So that's what this episode is about. Just an inspiring practice to brighten, enliven, or maybe even make a depth of meaning into this week for you and beyond. And Day's examples are just gorgeous. So find him at Morning Altars, get his book, or get any of the things that he does. I have grown to really love him and his work over the years. So it's the kind of magic that you can start creating right now with an open heart and some time for wondering. All my love. This is Aimée Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I'm glad you tuned in. Last week, I talked about how I think of November as Empath Month. And to honor that theme of getting empaths the tools they need to thrive, through this month, I am offering a discount on my Empath Core Tools program. You'll find a link for this in the show notes. And if you are wanting to go deeper, if you are craving tools for balance and clarity within yourself, for accessing the wisdom that you have inside, I promise you know you can drop right in on my Own Your Intuition program and circle with us for the next 13 months to get the tools and support for you to own your intuition. I hope your week is filled with gratitude. It's such a great tool for tending to your light. Actually, I hope the weeks beyond are filled with gratitude too. You know I love hearing from you, so reach out. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or just shoot me an email through my website. Sending love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.